We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Pretty cool story there, Joe, with Bam Adebayo. That Olympic roster looks pretty loaded.
Yeah, listen, he plays both ends, and I think we are finding out that especially the guys that put those teams together, how important he is, because he does play both ways, and he does a lot of things well, and hopefully has himself a great playoff series coming up here, starting with the 76ers. In a play-in tomorrow night. That will kind of kick things off here, and we'll see what happens in that game. Should be a hell of a game, by the way. And then tonight, Woody, any interest at all? Golden State at Sacramento? Big in Northern California, man. Big between Sacramento and
I mean, I'm not going to stay up till, you know, for a 10 o'clock tip, but the Laker game, the Laker game is early. Get a chance to watch LeBron play. Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
I think LeBron is going to make a little bit of a run here in this postseason.
Whatever he has.
He's going to give it to you.
He's going to be bringing it, and I'm sure he's talking to AD like, hey, let's get rid of that glass. And
one time.
Just one time, man. Let's get through.
Did he use his one time up in the bubble, though? I don't know. Guy actually stayed healthy through there.
I will tell you, AD, when he is healthy, is.
Yeah, he's one of the best players in basketball.
Yes. But he's just
top
always
five
hurt.
Player.
He's just always hurt. Always hurt. Hey,
his numbers are off the charts when he's healthy.
Oh, he does big boy double doubles. Yes,
yeah,
he does. Yeah,
he's put in the top five. I don't know, at least top ten, right?
And he's a really good defensive player. My God, he is. Yeah, he's got it. When he's got it, but
not a lot he can't do. He can shoot. He drives. Yeah, he does it all. He rebounds.
Oh, he's hurt.
He is always hurt. Yes,
always hurt.
Well, that's what happens. You have a big body like that. I am shocked Wembanyama made it through the season.
By the way, that's a hell of a story.
It really is. And he lived up to the hype to some extent. I only won like 20 games, but.
No, but he put up. Oh, that's right. You don't care. I almost said numbers, and I stopped because you don't care about numbers.
His numbers were good. They were a lot of losing efforts. But
yeah, but again, look what he's playing with. Not exactly. By the way, though, I'll bet they had a lot of sellouts when he was playing. I'll bet they went around. Everybody wanted to see what the 7-4 or 7-5. Things that he can
do. He had a good season.
Yes, he did. He did have
a lot of hype around that dude, but he played well.
So we're sitting here while we are talking on the show here this morning, and the Devontae Smith stuff, and they're breaking down what the quarterback makes, and Jalen Hurts, and guy on the other side. They spent a lot of money between the quarterback and the two wide receivers to start with. They're getting after pretty good. And, of course, the draft is next Thursday. My God, Woody, it's right around the corner. April 25th, first round of the NFL draft. Brian Baldinger is going to join us at 9 o'clock this morning. We'll talk to Baldy, our Odyssey NFL insider, as well as NFL Network and everything else that he's doing. And we'll talk to him. If you missed it, we had Mario Cristobal on really early this morning, and he had one clear-cut message. I felt like it went out to everybody that he wanted to get across. We'll tell you about that. If you missed it, we'll have that in the 9 o'clock hour as well. And Mario pretty much was, Woody, was it loud and clear? If you don't want to compete, don't come to Miami. Or maybe you shouldn't be here. And nothing's going to be handed to you. So that was one of the messages that was pretty clear to me this morning. And we have a lot more with the coach coming up a little bit later on. So anyway, we're going to have the barber come on with us, Stevie the barber. We got to talk to him. He's been a really good friend and a really good guy. He's getting ready to open a new place, so we'll have him join us here in just a few minutes and talk to him about everything. By the way, last night, Panthers sat back and watched the Bruins lose to the Capitals. So we're down to one game for the Bruins, one game for the Panthers, and it's 109-108 in points to win the Atlantic. The Bruins are up by 1 point. Panthers have Toronto tonight, and the Bruins have Ottawa tonight. So So that's where we stand right now on that. So it looks like everybody's going to be playing to try to win that that division tonight and set themselves up. By the way, both will be home for the first round of the playoffs. It looks like the Panthers will either play Tampa Bay or the team they're playing tonight, Toronto, who, by the way, Toronto's had a real nice year too. Well, it just comes down to all the same teams that we've talked about. So anyway, hey, we're going to turn it over. Where you get your hair cut, man? A guy that's I've known for a long, long time. Steve the Barber, man, joins us. Steven Rivera. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Talk to me, Joe. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Well, listen, we got to get to this, man. It looked great, by the way. I got the invitation, the Players Lounge Barbershop. Ready to open in a few days. Tell us all about it in Davie.
Yeah, over there in the town of Davie. It's a dream come true, Joe. It's something that I've always dreamed about and visualized it as being, a spot for people to come and actually feel like a player when they sit in my chair. And mind you, now I got seven other barbers, including my partner, Jose, who... We both work with the Dolphins, getting these guys fresh every week before game day. So it's an honor. And by far, I'm telling you, when you walk in that building, you're going to see all the history around on the walls, all the jerseys, all the, photos of all the players that we've cut throughout the years. And I had to make sure I put a little, throwback in there of the Orange Bowl and, pictures of Danny and Mark Clayton.
Yeah.
No, all the vets.
I like that stuff. So what do you got? When is this all going to start now? When's it officially open? When can people start coming out to get their haircut?
So they can, start Saturday. I mean, not Saturday, because Saturday is when I'm doing the actual ribbon cut. So I want everyone, who supports me and has followed, my journey throughout the years to come, celebrate. This is, like I said, it's something that the town of Davie, I love what they're doing. They're definitely revamping that town up, and why not have, my first, barbershop in the town of Davie to, show them, give them a little spice of, that Miami life, But it's taking place at 2590 Davie Road, right next to the Waffle House and the Nexus Gun Range. You can't miss it.
Yeah, I know.
Right by the old facility.
Yeah.
Right next to Nova. Yeah.
Well. Well, listen, this is going to be great. By the way, one thing, we saw your van where you cut hair out of it, which was nice, but you got to put all those sports cards, man. All those sports cards, all the guys you cut, because we were in there, there's like 200 cards. You go, yeah, I cut all these guys. And it was like,
yeah.
It was crazy. So are you still doing the Canes and the Dolphins, or are you still going to be doing all their stuff?
Yeah, I'm still going to be working alongside, of course. I can't, not be going to the facility every week with the Dolphins. Like, if not, Coach McDaniel will rip me a new one if I don't show up to go cut his hair and his players. So
yeah.
I got to make sure I'm there every week. And with UM, I still try to make my way down there every week, depending on, how busy I am. Because with this barbershop now that's going to open, it's going to be kind of, difficult for me to go down there and get all the guys fresh, but I'm gonna make sure my day ones, they get taken care of on a weekly. So still gonna be doing that though.
I gotta tell you, man, your place looks great. I mean, people should go to your website there and take or on social media and take a look at it. It is absolutely gorgeous.
They could go on my website at theplayersloungebarbershop.com. You could book with not just me, but I have seven other guys who are magnificent barbers that provide the same service. Like I said, you walk in there, all you see is history and legends. Matter of fact, let me tell you something, Joe.
What?
Something that happened recently. Which caught me off guard. I'm literally there at the barbershop. Lance Leggett, I'm the former wide receiver.
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the guys who helped me out, when I was starting my journey as a barber. Literally, he came by to look at the shop, and it was like a little over 8 p.m. at night. And guess who walked in the door?
Who?
Just take a long guess who walks through that door that I would have never known, would have ever thought he would have walked in.
I have no
idea. Mr. 84, Randy Moss.
Wow. You're kidding.
I didn't even know
he was down here. That's crazy.
Man, listen, Rand, I didn't know either. Supposedly, he got a place down here somewhere. You know, he loved fishing, but through a great friend of mine, reached out to him and told him how big of a fan I was of him. And, man, he made it his business to come and pop up to the barbershop and, you know, tell me, you know, keep doing your thing and gifted me with a signed ball. But when I say I was, mind you, I done cut a lot of players throughout the years. I never get starstruck. But when I saw Randy walk through them double doors,
yeah,
man, I almost dropped the Clippers.
Well, I got to tell you, man, you have that's crazy story. You have yeah. By the way, for everybody out there that's going to get their hair cut or taking their son out there to get their hair cut or anything else, you, don't be surprised who you see either retired or active players
exactly
that might be coming in and seeing this place. So it just sounds great, man. I just wanted to, for everything, you've been a great friend. I wanted to make sure that everybody knows about the Players Lounge Barbershop at 2590 Davie Road in Davie.
Davie Road.
Yeah. Davie. Oh, the sports
bar. The old stomping ground. The old stomping grounds of the Miami Dolphins, man. And it's crazy because I would have never thought I'd be opening a shop right next to the, you know, the facility that me and Jose used to always, you know, go to. And literally it was right there in front of us.
Yeah,
the whole time.
So this is unbelievable. By the way, I ran into Teddy Bridgewater. It's great having Teddy back, coaching Northwestern High School, and I know you're real close to Teddy as well. Mm-hmm. So like you said,
funny you mentioned.
Yeah,
I ran into him last night. We were at Ja'Cory Harris's father. You know, he's the mayor of Miami Gardens, and he had a fundraiser event.
I did not know that.
He came, Teddy was there, and we chopped it up, and definitely we're trying to bring Rodney Harris back again 4 more years in Miami Gardens because he's doing a lot for that community and, like I said, revamping. It's all about revamping all these communities nowadays, man.
Well, listen,
a lot of new buildings.
You're doing great stuff, man, and people really, really like you, and you're really damn good at what you're doing. I'm really happy for you, bud. This is great. Thanks for coming on with me, man. I'm glad we could spend a few minutes together and do a little bonding. I'm coming out there, man.
Yeah.
You cut old white guys' hair out there too. Can you still do old guys that are great? Can you do that hair?
Listen, man, I got a discount for the old guys, man. I'm not gonna hit you across the head, man. But I gotta show, you know, I show love.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, Joe.
Steven, you take
love
care,
you, brother.
Buddy.
Take
right
care.
Back at you. All right.
You too.
All right, there you have it. Oh, man. Oh, gosh. All right. Hey, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot of stuff coming. 9 o'clock, Brian Baldinger is going to join us. Baldy is getting set for the draft, and we got a lot of stuff to get to, including, well, I'll tell you what, everybody's going to be talking about Devontae Smith. Just about every camp today, and all those veteran players will be talking about Devontae Smith's contract going, wait a second, I'm better than he is, and he got $25 million a year.
I'm just picturing right now, you know, walking into that really cool barber shop and you sitting in there with the paint in your hair or whatever.
Not taking it off.
Laying down in one of those,
I would take it off.
Sinks or something.
Yeah. No, I'd make sure. I go in there pretty gray. No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't waste any of that good polish I have, bro. That stuff I put in my hair. Come on, man.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't do that for that. Come on, Woody. Hey, we got to go to break. We're running a little bit late here. He's one of my favorite guys, man. If you get a chance, grounded and really happy for him. That place is going to kick butt. We'll take a quick break.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We'll be right back.
All right, it's time for a weather report brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. So it is 73 degrees at the moment and a 2% chance of rain. Joe,
all right, Woody.
You.
Thank you, buddy. I go back and forth on this one issue. I'm just kind of this kind of popped out of nowhere, but I didn't want to bring it up this. I did want to bring this up this morning. So what do you? This has to do with Mario Cristobal's recruiting classes last year and the one that he just had, and some of the guys are already graduated from high school and they were in spring football with Chenault, and he's got some really good ones on the way. He's got a really good running back and wide receiver out of St. Thomas. He's got a couple defensive linemen coming, and Justin Scott and Artavius Jones, really, really good players, two of the top-ranked players in the country. So he's got some really good guys. I fight in this kind of old school, new school. So those guys are coming in, man, and they've been stroked. They get recruited by everybody, this group, this whole group, whether St. Thomas, the guys in Ohio or Northern Florida, they can go anywhere they want. So they come in and you bring in too many transfer portal guys. And so they move ahead of all these guys. And I know that at this point they're better and they can help you win right now. But a lot of these guys have it in their mind that they're going to play right away. And I know you have to earn it. And I came from the red shirt, you're not going to play right away. I come from that school. I didn't like it, but it happened. And, you know, my dad supported it. There was no... You know, my dad was always one. The coach was right. The principal was right. The teacher was right. The police officer was right. There was no, the priest was right. The nun hit me. She was right. There was no, like, I never got a chance to tell my side of the story. When, you know, it was like, the frigging guy's going to redshirt me. I'm coming home to go to junior college. Screw that. I'm not doing. I found out what you do on your redshirt year, and I don't want to be the other team's offense and defense every week. Screw that. No way. They kissed my ass to get me here. No way I'm doing that. I did it. But times have changed. I know the upside of all these guys. And a bunch of these guys are going to be really, really good. They're going to be really good players. I just don't want to lose them. And I know they got to compete, and that's Mario. I hope a lot of these guys get a chance to play. And I'm not saying week one against Florida, but I hope as the year goes on, they get their feet wet and they get better, because the more they play, the better they're going to get. They got to get used to playing against guys, you know, 20, 21, 22, 23, because they're all teenagers. And I'm not saying they shouldn't have to compete and earn it and learn what it's all about. Coming from high school workouts to college workouts have nothing in common. Totally. What a big-ass jump that is. No question about it. That is a big, big jump. I think the high school jump to college is almost as big as the college to the pros. I mean, it's close. So, and he's got all these great players. I mean, he's got guys. There's a reason he had the top three or four recruiting class because I'm guessing Mario knows he's got to get some of those guys get in the rotation to get some playing time. Get their feet wet. And again, doesn't have to be week one against Florida. But you got to get this thing. I know it's just me. I'm just thinking about it. Had a real big recruiting class 2 years ago. You had another one this year.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe that, I'm not asking you what the answer is, but do you believe at some point they put some rules around this thing?
I hope so.
Or are they in too deep?
I think they're in too deep, Woody.
So basically, the schools that are not the top-tier schools are going to be the minor league program for the high school kids, and you're going to get all these teams are just going to be transfers, the top-tier schools?
Going to be a lot.
Yeah, and there is no reason to recruit a high school kid at this point.
It does seem.
Why would you want to do that? Because now you can get guys that you know are proven at the college level. How many guys have we seen that are five stars in high school that don't pan out? We've seen that story plenty of times down here.
Yeah, we've seen it.
So why wouldn't you just go and poach from, these other schools and you see guys can play? Let these other schools be the, you know, the guinea pigs and,
you,
and develop these
because
guys.
Because your belief is so it's a great question. It's not
what
not,
high school kid's going to want to do that now with the way the current system is, Joe. What 5-star kid is going to want to come in and embrace the whole, you know, sitting out a year and learning and all that? No one's going to embrace that anymore.
Can I answer that now with a 5-star and 2 4-star a year ago?
Go ahead.
Maui Noah starts at right tackle and looks like he's going to be a 3-and-done, right?
Mm-hmm.
He'd be a 2-and-done probably if he could at right tackle. Reuben Bain comes in, and I listened to these guys last night, said he'd be the 5th or 6th best pass rusher in the draft. No, as they said, yeah. I don't know. So that guy came in from day one in spring, just got everybody out of the way, and they go, he's playing a different level. You got a running back out of American Heritage, right?
Yes.
Mark. I just play
Fletcher.
Fletcher.
But what happens, you know, again, man, this is a tough
this guy's
question
ready to
for you,
play,
what
man.
Happens when, you know, an SEC school comes and offers these guys big money because they've played really well at Miami?
Well, hopefully they don't put their name in the portal.
Yeah, but even if they don't, that's the thing that's so screwy about this is these guys all have agents. Like, can't you just call, you know,
No, there's
Drew's
tampering.
And, oh, it's tampering. I'm sorry, it's tampering.
No,
right.
There is definitely tampering. Like, okay. Hey, your marketing guy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hey, there's more. Look at Van Dyke's a great example. Hey, Drew set up like, hey, what do you got? What do you got for me out there? Eh, Wisconsin's interested. What do you think? It's a big, good program. It's a good Big Ten program. Let's do it.
I just would think, with the money being what it is, because, again, this is life-changing money we're talking about here. This is not, you know, a few bucks here, a few bucks there. This is life-changing money. We're talking the millions, right? Most of these situations.
But just to get to your point, though, like 5 or 6 freshmen did come in and play.
I understand that. But
so those guys are happy.
The problem to me is that, you know, those guys can get poached. That's just the problem. And I think these top schools with the big SEC and Big Ten money, and maybe that's where this ACC thing comes into play. But
they won't leave down here, in my opinion, as long as they're having success. They'll stay here. Miami pays. Miami's got a great reputation on the money side. And I think a lot of those guys want to play down here. So I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but I think a majority of the guys, does it look like Reuben Bain wants to leave?
No. You're right, by the way. Reuben Bain's a great example, but
by the way,
how many of those great examples are there going to be? Like, again, a lot of guys are going to take the money. Or just follow the money.
But they're going to get paid here.
That's true. Can they get paid here as much as they do at other places?
I don't think we take a backseat to too many teams. We do some. There are some. But I think we're okay. I'm just guessing. I'm just doing an educated guess.
An educated guess. I like that.
That we're okay. There's money in the 305. That if you want to keep somebody, I don't think that quarterback was cheap that we just got.
No.
And they're able to grab it. But I still believe, man, I still believe in being a senior and coming in here and being able to play because the upside of those guys, once they get it figured out physically and as they get better physically and the brain grows and they go, damn, I can be really good. It just happens for some of these guys. You know, I mean, Reuben Bain at Central High School must have had 70. He must have had 90 sacks in 3 years as a starter at Central. Maui Noah's in, like, IMG. Just, there was a reason he was the best offensive lineman in the country, and you see it. Even when he holds somebody, it looks like an NFL block. It's impressive. I just hope these guys, we need, instead of 3 or 4 guys, we need to be talking about 6 or 7 guys or 8 guys with some guys getting some playing time early in the year where the coach puts them in and they get a little playing time. Because some of these guys are going to leave, man. There is going to be a certain amount of guys no matter what. You can call it quitting. You can call it lack of patience. You can say they're hearing bad stuff in their ear at home and agents and marketing guys. And it's not just us.
But there's no deterrent, right?
Like, everybody's got the same problem.
No reason not to leave any of these schools. And the thing that really bothers me is the fact that you get these – lower tier schools, right, that is they're perceived, and those are going to end up being minor leagues. So these teams, I mean, if you get any good player at the FAU, FIU, USF, UCF, any of that level, guys are just going to leave. If they play well, they're going to get poached.
Yeah, but
and
but,
that's it.
But
like,
the other
can't
side
get
of this,
used to having good players that stay
I'd
there for a couple
of years.
I'd want
to go there. Like if my son said, "Hey, I'm leaving a big school. You know, it didn't work out." I go, "Well, listen, I got a great plan. I want you to go to a smaller division."
Oh, you can
one.
Get the scraps. No question. You'll get the scraps from these
the
big
winner,
schools.
The winner
yeah.
of this thing should be the FIUs and FAUs. That should be the big winners.
How are they the winners?
How are they the winners? These guys that have not had success at these schools go right down the road.
They could take a three-star out of high school. It'll be their biggest recruit ever. Develop the guy for a few years. He starts playing really well. And he goes,
"That's
I'm
all right.
out.
I got
I'm
him
gone.
For a year. I got him for 2 years. Really good football." They're all one-year free agents anyway, Woody. Who wouldn't? Your school, by the way, should be doing the same thing. Like, come to South Florida for a year, man. Give
yeah,
me 1 year.
Yeah, we just had a good basketball season. We lost our entire team. So they all Woody? Left. Every Woody, last one of them left.
Woody, everything's 1 year now.
I guess so.
It's 1 year, you're a free agent. That's what it is, 1 year. Oh, it didn't work out. Hit one of the transfer portal windows. It just opened up today. Go ahead and hit it.
They all go, right. Oh, next season's going to be great if any of these guys come back. They all left. Every single one of them left.
Listen, it sucks. It's not a very good system. But I guess I'm just kind of numb to it because I think our high school system sucks down here.
That you've been on that for a while.
Like, I think the guy that put this together, that Manny Diaz, that political guy down in Dade County,
mm-hmm.
there's like a whole bunch of Manny Diaz. But
not the coach, you're saying?
No.
Okay.
Like, it was the worst thing you guys did. He was so proud of it. He came on. No, it's a disaster. They're going to every high school every time. They turn around, they're leaving, going to another school. Matter of fact, while I just said it, a guy just jumped to a school.
Texter says, am I missing something? Is there no way to write loyalty clauses into these NIL
no,
deals?
No, I wish there was.
No, there are no. no loyalty clauses, my friend. You're loyal to money. And I don't blame anyone for doing that, by the way.
All right, Woody.
You go chase the money. You thought early on in this thing, remember? You didn't think the money would be that big.
I gave you credit. Don't throw it in my face. I already said you were right. Don't throw it in my face. Today's not a throw it in my face day. Hey, I'll tell you what,
every
though.
Well, you said you were going to clown hit me, whatever that
I'm gonna
was.
I'm going to clown
earlier.
Smack you. Hey, Baptist Health South Florida. I want to talk about those guys. Man, what a great program. We're lucky down here. Injuries are never good. There's nothing good about them. But when you do get injured, it's nice to know you have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. And it's a big part of Baptist Health South Florida. That's why it's so cool to talk about. Where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. And a lot of our sporting events down here all have the great doctors of Baptist Health South Florida with the teams and then specialists for every part of the body. If you need a surgery, it's nice to know they've seen it all with high school, college, and professional athletes, not just here in South Florida, but the athletes that come in from other parts of the country because our doctors are so good. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. Achilles have been a big one. We had to go out. The Achilles is such a big problem at every level. They went out and hired a couple extra Achilles guys to come in and do nothing but fix the Achilles. Boy, if you're going through it and it pops, don't worry. We got some of the best guys in the business for you right now, ready to go. Hey, as far as that goes, we got great locations, too. I want to make sure everybody knows it's not just Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, the legendary hospital down there. But also, it's at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility. We got the new facility, Broward County, on 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. It's known as Swartzen territory. It's very, very impressive. Our doctors all have great people skills. I like that. Besides being really good, I like the guys that can talk to you and make you feel good when you're a little down and out because of an injury. These guys do it all, man. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy, playing the sports you love the most. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there. Ready for the playoffs? Just start up here. Panthers, one last game tonight against Toronto at home. Although Toronto either going to stay in town or they may be taking a quick flight to Canada and coming back because it could be a first-round matchup between the Panthers and Toronto. Panthers, by the way, seemed like just yesterday the Bruins were like 5 points up. Now it's after their loss last night. 109-108 for the Atlantic right now in points. So the Panthers just 1 point behind them. And the Bruins play again tonight, lost to the Capitals 2-0 last night. So the Bruins will take on Ottawa, Panthers, and Toronto to find out who's going to win the Atlantic. And we got more baseball, a couple more games with San Francisco Giants. If you're going out to a Marlins baseball game And then the Miami Heat will be taken off today for a game against the 76ers in Philly tomorrow.
You want to give us your play-in picks here? Can I give you some lines on these games?
Go ahead.
You all right with that? So we got it 7:30 tonight. This is going to be a lot of fun, by the way. The Pelicans are hosting the Lakers. Basically a pick'em game. Pelicans are favored by one.
I like Lakers tonight.
Me too. LeBron's not going out like this, right?
Nope.
All right, and then you got this is one near and dear to your heart here, Joe. Sacramento and Golden State. In Sacramento, the Kings are 3-point underdogs.
Yeah, I like Golden State tonight.
Do you?
Yep.
Kings are feisty.
The party's whatever they did last year. It's not just a little different feel to it this year.
And then let me get your picks for while we have you here, Joe. For tomorrow's games, the Sixers are up to 4.5-point favorites now.
Don't see it.
Heat.
I think Heat take them.
Okay.
I think the Heat are going to – we're going to play the Knicks. I think we're going to have a little 2-7.
How fun would that be?
Great.
And then you got Chicago and Atlanta. The Bulls are 3-point favorites.
Ooh.
In the irrelevant playing game.
Yeah, here. I like Chicago in that game.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever it is, they're going to get waxed.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, whoever they play.
Right. It won't really matter to you. Yeah, I agree. You're right. Anyway.
So I think the way it's probably going to end up, right, is Miami and Philly both get in.
Yes.
Right? Because I think the loser of the Heat game will beat either Atlanta or Chicago easily, hopefully.
Well,
that's kind of what it came down to last year, but.
It could be Boston, and you know, well, it's very simple. If tomorrow, if the Heat lose to the 76ers, then they got to obviously win another game in the play-in, and then they'll play Boston. And
I'm curious what people are taking tomorrow in that game. By the way, if they like the Heat to win that game outright, it's such a tough call.
Well, first of all, they've been pretty good on the road.
They have.
Been better on the road they have at home.
I just think they're going to be a different team now. That's the thing. Like, you're going to see that switch get flipped.
I don't see Jimmy Butler going to Philly and taking 7 or 8 shots
and making
4 of them and having 14 points and 8 rebounds. I see him.
So they put the numbers out here. Jimmy Butler's over-under is 23.5 points.
Yeah.
He's going to score probably 30, right, I would think.
I would think he's going to be very aggressive.
If they win, he would have to probably score in that range.
And by the way, Jimmy could be shooting like 12 free throws tomorrow, too.
That's true.
Jimmy Butler would get after it.
Second highest scoring total projection is for the Heat?
Tyler Hero.
Yeah, 19.5 points. Bam's at 17.5. Terry at 13.5.
Bam and the scoring thing don't seem to be, and I get it. His game's a lot more. I'm not taking a shot at him this morning.
Made the Olympic roster, Joe. Come on.
He's not worried about scoring 30.
No. He's an all-around player.
So the question is Duncan back?
Duncan is not listed on here, which means he's probably questionable going into the game.
Oh, boy. Could use that. He had a hell of a year shooting the basketball.
By the way, on the flip side, Joel Embiid is at 30.5 points. Tyrese Maxey, 23.5.
I got Embiid under 30.
Okay. You just think this is going to go all Heat.
And by the way, Maxey's going to get his. By the way, the Maxey story. Now I see why Portland wanted him so much. Remember?
Yeah.
They said, hey, we'll do a trade with you. Give us Maxey. And they go, you can't have Maxey. And I was like, Maxey? Oh, I get it now. Remember, they didn't like Tyler Hero. They wanted Maxey.
Tyler has looked very spry, man. He looked real fresh.
I think everybody's
legs.
Been surprised on how good
he's
moving, shooting, his confidence. He got my TV tells me there's a little confidence, man.
I hope he gets a little taste of the postseason here, man.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
Did he get hurt in the first game?
It was like the first game last year, yeah. He was diving for a ball. He broke his hand, right?
Between that and that injury this year that he missed all
the
those
foot.
Games. Oh, Lord. So hopefully have a nice run and get it back. He's still a young guy and see what this thing looks like, man. But the playoffs are great. It's going to be a lot of fun, and this hockey thing is at a different level, man. When they used to tell me, hey, Joe, you'll love hockey in their playoffs. All right. They're right. It's a whole different level, man, when those guys – the hitting's different, speed, everything. And you're always going, no, no, they play hard all the time. I don't know, man. It seems like that. But then the playoffs kick in, especially with a little bad blood and getting even and gets a little physical. Then somebody gets pissed. Gets really interesting. Gets fun to watch for sure. So, we got a lot of stuff going on. We got the transfer. I never thought it'd be talking. The transfer portal opens today. We're going to find out. By the way, everybody's talking about this running back out of Oregon State, Damian Martinez, 1,200-yard guy. Oregon State kind of got left out in the party. So he's in great shape. He's going to have a whole bunch of teams interested in him, and we'll find out if the Canes jump into that one. And then on top of that, we have our NFL draft next Thursday, the first round of the NFL draft in Detroit. And Brian Baldinger is going to join us coming up here at 9 o'clock, and we'll talk to him. You know who people have kind of cooled on, including Baldy? I'm cheating a little bit. I was going to talk to J.J. McCarthy.
We have people all over the place.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of funny.
You know what his nickname is? Roller Coaster. Because they're hot on him for a while.
Did you just come up with that?
Huh?
You just come up with that?
No, that's what they're calling him in the draft. Wow. The draft
circle. You could have taken that.
No, I made it up. I made it up. Roller Coaster.
That's good. That's good.
27-1, but what's he done? I mean, he's 27-1, but like, where's all the throws? Where's all the stuff that we're talking about all the other guys? That's Baldy's thing. And then, the quarterback, though, to your point you made this morning, Woody, and you're right, I can't argue with you on this one. It is about the quarterback. It just is.
Oh, this draft will be quarterback heavy.
Did you hear the Minnesota head coach yesterday? Said it's amazing. 10 of us sit and watch a quarterback throw, and there's 10 different opinions when everybody goes back to their team.
You know, Minnesota better hit on a quarterback, or they're going to have a very angry wide receiver over there.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, he seemed like he could force a trade. He seems
like the kind of guy that
your ass needs to trade me.
Hey, you said you need a third receiver.
By the way, is LSU spitting out receivers these days
like crazy? Yes.
You know, it was Bama there for a while, was spitting them out. Ohio State has had their run. But is anybody doing it like LSU right now, spitting out wide receivers?
It's been a pretty good run by those guys.
Holy smokes. And by the way, the quarterbacks, a couple of the quarterbacks have done pretty well, too.
A lot of people like that Jaden Daniels. They like him more than Caleb Williams. You can't. I mean, you can't make that pick. You can't do that. You got to take Caleb Williams, obviously, right? But yeah. you've heard people
no,
say that.
No, I heard everybody
better.
All over the board. I just wish all those guys stand by whatever they're saying.
No. Well, in like a year or so when it comes out, no one will.
Yeah. Because there were a lot of people that agreed with the Panthers on the first overall pick. There were a lot of people that went, that's the pick.
I'm sure.
That's the guy. He can do it all.
We're wrong every year. What's the difference,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
I thought Josh Rosen was going to be the best quarterback in that
No, you did.
That draft. I did. You asked me that. I remember you asked me, who would I take? And I said Rosen.
You would have spent 5 minutes talking to that guy. You would have known he wasn't going to be.
Well, I didn't get to interview him. That's the difference. I'm not involved in the process.
Before we traded for him, I wish we would have spent 5 minutes talking to him. Hey, Brian Baldinger is going to join us for Odyssey NFL Insider. What the hell is that?
Shot on Josh Rosen.
A 2-5 for that?
It was a gamble.
And by the way, if one more person tells me it was worth it, the
it was a low risk, high reward gamble. Those are the kind of gambles you like to make.
After a few games hearing the head coach going, we've seen enough. All right.
It didn't pay out. But it's worth taking a stab.
That goes on the resume, too. All right. Hey, man, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Hey, I'm not an attorney, and I'm not going to try to play one this morning for any firm, but I will tell you. Boy, the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah in Plantation is special, man. Personalized experience of 30-plus years. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah are damn good at what they do. You know, and if it was up to Harvey, he just says, Joe, just CohenandJudah.com. I get it, man. I like the website, too. I love the website. But I like, more importantly, the things that you do, where you shake hands with somebody and they know they've got you from the handshake till you're done getting what they handle you from start to finish. They take it and they run with it, man. Car accident, slip and fall, doesn't matter. Let them handle your injury claim. And there will be no handoffs. This is not sports. No, this is not 20 carries and not the handoff. This is pretty serious stuff and important stuff to you. And I want to say this. If you're an unhappy client where you are right now, I want to talk to you about broken promises. If you've been injured in an accident and you hired a law firm that makes promises and hasn't been able to keep them, well, you're not alone. This happens every day. Well, you don't have to stay where you are. What happened to that great communication when they got you and then all of a sudden you don't hear anything? You need CohenandJudah.com for a free second opinion on your injury case. Doesn't cost you anything. Go see them. Go see that experience. See what they're doing. See the results. Excellent client reviews. These guys are trial lawyers. Check them out. CohenandJudah.com. 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-324-7333. Or go to CohenandJudah.com. You'll love what you see.